and benefits, and one of the country's top workplaces. Go to careers.progressive.com and apply today.
Good morning. It's 7 o'clock, 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. Thanks for being there. Coming up, Stuart J. Waddles will have local news. Leslie Lotto has got state news. Weather, sports, traffic. It's all coming up next on WAUK.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Celebrations from Hostage Square in Tel Aviv to southern Gaza after news both Israel and Hamas had agreed to phase one of President Trump's plan to end the war in Gaza. The BBC's Yolande Nell is in Jerusalem.
It sets in trail this set of events now. We should have the Israeli Security Cabinet meeting in the afternoon. They have to give the approval to this deal before it is then voted on by the entire cabinet. But it is considered at this point, despite the criticism that's seen as inevitable from the Israeli Prime Minister's far-right allies, that the deal will go through.
The plan calls for a pause in fighting in Gaza and return of the hostages no later than Monday. A note of caution from Mona Yacoubian at the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
There are big questions that still remain. How is Hamas to be disarmed? Hamas is demanding that this be a permanent end to the conflict and that Israel withdraw fully from Gaza. That is not at all clear from this first phase of the agreement.
A federal court hears arguments today on President Trump's deployment of National Guard troops to Chicago. Governor J.B. Pritzker sued.
Look, he's a coward. He says a lot of things to the camera. He likes to pretend to be a tough guy. Come and get me.
Loyola Law's Lori Levinson.
A key issue for the Chicago judge will be to decide the facts on the ground, whether there is so much violent and protest activities in Chicago that cannot be controlled by the local law enforcement.
A new report says a quarter of the nation's FBI agents are now assigned to immigration enforcement.
Democratic Virginia Senator Mark Warner shared the latest data with the Washington Post. Agents that were working on cybercrime, drug trafficking, terrorism, and counterintelligence have been reassigned to the immigration crackdown. Sources tell the Post agent morale is low as they're stretched thin, with some of them forced to work overnights to keep up with their other investigations. FBI Director Kash Patel's office says the reassignments have not impacted the Bureau's ability to conduct its other duties. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Pope Leo has issued his first teaching document, CBS's Vicki Barker.
In a document begun by his predecessor, Francis, but completed and signed in his own name, Pope Leo deplores how wealthy people live in what he calls a bubble of comfort and luxury, while the poor suffer.
A 16th season's worth of World Series hopes dashed for the New York Yankees.
Got him! Jeff Hoffman strikes out Cody Bellinger, and the Blue Jays have done it.
They lost to Toronto 5-2 in Game 4 of the AL Division Series on Sportsnet. Dodgers lost Game 3 of the NLDS to the Phillies. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Member Week is back at Lowe's with big savings for pros. Now through October 15th, my Lowe's Pro Rewards members get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, tools, building materials, and more. Plus, get free standard shipping. Shop these exclusive member-only savings before they're gone. Not a rewards member? Join for free today. Free standard shipping not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and it just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this and get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
A new study looks at famine conditions among kids in Gaza.
For 20 months, the UN Relief Agency in Gaza screened over 200,000 children aged 6 months to almost 5 years. Now it's estimated more than 54,000 of them are starving.
Basically, by mid-August, it was 16% malnutrition. Within Gaza City, 30%.
That's agency spokesman Jonathan Fowler. The study in the journal Lancet connected the rise and fall of food aid to children's health based on food coming into Gaza.
The stark linkage between the flow or not flow of aid and the malnutrition rates is there in plain sight.
Brad Gibson for CBS News, Carcassonne, France.
First Costco, now Sam's Club pharmacies in the U.S. are selling discounted weight loss drugs. The price is the same at both warehouse chains, $4.99 a month. Sam's will deliver directly to customers' homes. The company is scrambling to keep up with competition from Eli Lilly's Zepbound and Mounjaro. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
This report on 540 WAUK is sponsored by Horizons Law Firm. Learn more about divorce coaching online at horizonslaw.com.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Milwaukee is facing a new lawsuit over a special budget deal that lets the city keep all traffic fine money instead of sharing it like every other county. The Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty says the carve-out is a, quote, flagrant and unconstitutional money grab that cuts about $2.2 million a year from libraries and schools statewide. While the city says the funds are needed to cover prosecutor costs and were part of a deal backed by Republicans, critics say the deal gives Milwaukee unfair benefits. The lawsuit argues the practice is counter to the state constitution. Traffic fine money is typically shared to the Wisconsin Common School Fund. Microsoft has pulled the plug on its data center in Caledonia after local opposition, but the company says it's not giving up on the community. Officials say Microsoft is still interested in building in that area or elsewhere in Racine County and will work with the county and village leaders to find a new site. The timeline for a new data center is now uncertain. There was a rezoning vote planned for next week. That's off the table. Meanwhile, Microsoft is moving forward with a second data center in nearby Mount Pleasant and another in Kenosha. Fire investigators in Oak Creek are trying to figure out what started a deadly fire at an apartment complex early yesterday. The Oak Creek Fire Department was called to reports of smoke at the Seasons of Orchard Hills apartments before 8 a.m. That's off South 27th, south of Drexel. Firefighters found a 29-year-old man inside and took him to the hospital where he later died. The building's sprinkler system did go off, causing water damage, but it did stop the fire from spreading further. Again, authorities are still investigating the cause. It is all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Moving on, 1 week after the contract deadline, Ascension Wisconsin remains out of network for United Healthcare members. The failed deal has left thousands across the area facing tough choices about switching providers or paying more for care. The company say they continue to negotiate but have yet to reach an agreement. And October baseball picks back up again tonight with an 8:08 first pitch in Chicago. The Cubs won last night. The Brewers and Cubs are fighting for a spot in the National League Championship Series. A victory there would send the team to the World Series. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And I'm Leslie Lotto from the Civic Media State News Desk. An 84-year-old man has died after a rock climbing accident at Devil's Lake State Park. Rescue officials say the man fell about 25 feet Sunday afternoon while climbing with others. The man alive when first responders got there, but say he did not survive before crews could use a rope system to help. His body was later recovered using that system. Baraboo Fire and EMS say they see about 5 rope rescues a year. No other injuries were reported. A fresh benefits guide's now out for Wisconsin veterans.
There's so many changes all the time. Changes to the VA system, to the healthcare system, to income limits, levels, new things that they're adding to presumptive lists, especially now with Iraq and Afghanistan wars that are still coming out.
Karen Nock is with Richland County's Veterans Service Office and says the updated 2025 benefit book outlines new info veterans should know about, including new details about education, healthcare, or financial help. Every county in Wisconsin has a Veterans Service Office where vets can stop and talk about their benefits, There are also 11 tribal veterans service offices in the tribal nations. You might want to check your fridge. The USDA is warning some HelloFresh ready-made meals could be contaminated with listeria. The alert covers cheesy pulled pork pepper pasta and unstuffed peppers with ground turkey. The meals come in 10-ounce containers and were shipped straight to consumers. So far, no one's reported getting sick, but officials say you should throw these out or return them. Agency says more affected products could be named soon. Wisconsin's fighting to keep $8 million in federal funds meant for special ed teacher training. It comes after the Trump administration canceled the grants. Cancellation reportedly based on language in the application about having a, quote, equity mindset, which the administration says violates civil rights rules. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction, led by Superintendent Jill Underley, removed the language, but still lost the grant and has appealed the decision. The program's already helped more than 300 teachers, but the state faces a serious shortage with over half leaving within 7 years. Wisconsin sports, today's forecast, traffic and road delays next. All news all morning on 540 AM and 100.3 FM WAUK.
710, good morning. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. I'm Dan Haney. Thanks for being there. Coming up, Mike Clemens with a sports update. Preview of tonight's Game 4 matchup, NLDS. Brewers at Cubs at Wrigley Field, 808 first pitch. And also a traffic update with Bonnie Green, weather forecast from our meteorologist, Sean Gable. It's all coming up, WAUK News Time 7-11.
50% of marriages end in divorce. Many of you listening may need our services. I'm Michelle Fitzgerald, founder of Horizons Law Group in Brookfield. Every divorce is different, so we offer a range of options, including flat fee, limited scope, mediation, and traditional divorce services. Don't go it alone. Educate yourself. Call Horizons Law Group, 262-432-3600, or visit horizonslaw.com. Horizons Law Group, where we educate, collaborate, mediate, or litigate to serve you best.
At Papa John's, get your everyday favorites for just $6.99 each when you order two or more items from the Papa Pairings menu. When you order more, you save more. Choose from medium one-topping pizzas, boneless or traditional wings, papadillas, breadsticks, cheese sticks, garlic knots, and desserts. It's easy to order all your favorites when they're just $6.99 each. So the next time your friends come over to eat your food, check out the Papa Pairings menu to save. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
540 AM WAUK, now on 100.3 FM in downtown Milwaukee and the East Side. A strong, clear FM signal to bring you the news every morning and the same great conversations you've come to expect the rest of the day. Matinee on air at 9, the Tom Hartman program at 11, Todd Alba at 2, Maggie Dawn at 4. It's all news all morning and great conversation all day on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM.
A few clouds this morning, right now in 47. Later on, it'll warm up to about 60 with sunshine. We'll get an updated forecast from our meteorologist, Sean Cable. Also coming up, traffic with Bonnie Green. And right now, Mike Clemens, summary of last night's Brewer loss and a preview of Game 4 in the NLDS. Sports with Mike Clemens.
Game 4, Cubs and Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. Baseball, there will be a Game 4 tonight in Chicago. The Brewers losing to the Cubs last night, 4-3. Chicago scoring all of their runs in the first inning, keeping their playoff hopes alive. On the brink of elimination, Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
It's fun and stressful in the same sentence and the same light, and I think you feel both emotions a lot.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Both teams come out firing. You know, that's what it's about. They know us. We know them. There's a lot of emotion in the game, and it says something for both teams. games, really.
NBA, the Bucks host the Pistons in preseason basketball tonight. Doc Rivers asked about that ESPN report that the Bucks discussed trading Giannis to the Knicks.
It was a conversation where a team called. And John has been saying no now for 11 years. I don't know why this is a news story, you know, but I guess it is.
That's Doc Rivers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
714, 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. Let's get a look at traffic sponsored by Rapid Radios. Here's Bonnie Green.
Well, stalls a big problem. 4194 northbound, disabled vehicle on the exit ramp to Layton Avenue. 4394 southbound, stall on the right shoulder near Beecher Street. And 4394 southbound at Holt Avenue, a stall on the left shoulder. 94 westbound, that's just slow. 28th Street to Hawley. I'm Bonnie Green, and that's your latest total traffic.
Thanks, Bonnie. Traffic is sponsored by Rapid Radios. Rapid Radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. Perfect for instant contact with an aging parent. For limited time, go to rapidradios.com and you'll get an extra 60% off and free UPS shipping. Add code RADIO and get an extra 5% off. WAUK News Time is 7:15. How's the weather looking for today? Right now we've got mostly clouds and 40, what is the temp? 47 right now. Let's get a look at our updated forecast from our meteorologist, Sean Cable.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 63 this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at around 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 48. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a sprinkle or two possible. It will be warmer with a high of 68. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Coming up, we got CBS News Money Watch and also an update from CBS News as well. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, now serving all news all morning. WAUK News Time, 7:16.
Something new is waking up Racine, the new cafe where elevated brunch and lunch classics meet a bold Mexican twist. Think fluffy, delicious pancakes, crave-worthy breakfast tacos, the daring triple threat, a menu designed to wow. Pair it with signature coffee, and you've got more than a meal. You've got an experience. Upscale, energetic, and full of heart, they're a gathering place where neighbors, friends, and visitors feel at home. The new cafe. Taste the city vibe right here at 600 Main Street, downtown Racine.
Keep your swing sharp all year at X-Golf Kenosha. Thursday, October 9th kicks off a 10-day fundraiser for the Kenosha Police Department with a special tournament. It's the KPD versus the public in a fun scramble format, all for a great cause. Enjoy giveaways like free golf rounds, KPD and X-Golf gear, and gift cards. And make sure you follow along on social media for all the action throughout the day. October 9th, X-Golf Kenosha, just off Highway 50 west of Green Bay Road. It's more than golf, it's about the community.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Good morning, it's 7:17, 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. Coming up, Stuart J. Waddles with a look at our local news. State news with Leslie Lotto. And Mike Clemens has got sports as well coming up. And right now, let's talk money at CBS News Money Watch. WAUK News Time, 7:18.
CBS Money Watch.
Salesforce says it will not engage, negotiate with, or pay any extortion demand after cyber criminals claim to have stolen nearly a billion of the cloud-based software firm's files. The hacker group involved is connected to a string of ransomware attacks on British retailers. Batches of Snowpack Foods frozen spinach have been recalled due to possible listeria contamination. Customers are urged to throw away or return the product to the place of purchase for a refund. The Department of Agriculture warns the spinach may also be found in some HelloFresh ready-made cheesy pulled pork pepper pasta and unstuffed peppers with ground turkey meals. That's your CBS News Money Watch report. For more, log on to CBSMoneyWatch.com. At the CBS Broadcast Center, I'm Jesse Mitchell.
Sponsored by Progressive. We make the claims process easy so you can get back on the road in no time. It's why over 43 million drivers trust Progressive. See for yourself at progressive.com.
And good morning, Milwaukee. It's 719. A few clouds in Milwaukee. 47 the temp, high around 65. We'll get an updated forecast coming up from Sean Cable, our meteorologist. Also, local news with Stuart J. Waddles. Leslie Lotto has got state news. Mike Levitz has got sports. All there for you. All news, all morning. Weekdays between 6 and 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. And streaming at WAUKradio.com. 719 WAUK. And right now, time for CBS News Update.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Celebrations from Hostage Square in Tel Aviv to southern Gaza after news both Israel and Hamas had agreed to phase one of President Trump's plan to end the war in Gaza. The BBC's Yolande Nell is in Jerusalem.
It sets in trail this set of events now. We should have the Israeli Security Cabinet meeting in the afternoon. They have to give the approval to this deal before it is then voted on by the entire cabinet. But it is considered at this point, despite the criticism that's seen as inevitable from the Israeli Prime Minister's far-right allies, that the deal will go through.
The plan calls for a pause in fighting in Gaza and return of the hostages no later than Monday. A note of caution from Mona Yacoubian at the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
There are big questions that still remain. How is Hamas to be disarmed? Hamas is demanding that this be a permanent end to the conflict and that Israel withdraw fully from Gaza. That is not at all clear from this first phase of the agreement.
A federal court hears arguments today on President Trump's deployment of National Guard troops to Chicago. Governor J.B. Pritzker sued.
Look, he's a coward. He says a lot of things to the camera. He likes to pretend to be a tough guy. Come and get me.
Loyola Law's Lori Levinson.
A key issue for the Chicago judge will be to decide the facts on the ground. Whether there is so much violent and protest activities in Chicago that cannot be controlled by the local law enforcement.
A new report says a quarter of the nation's FBI agents are now assigned to immigration enforcement.
Democratic Virginia Senator Mark Warner shared the latest data with the Washington Post. Agents that were working on cybercrime, drug trafficking, terrorism, and counterintelligence have been reassigned to the immigration crackdown. Sources tell the Post agent morale is low as they're stretched thin, with some of them forced to work overnights to keep up with their other investigations. FBI Director Kash Patel's office says the reassignments have not impacted the Bureau's ability to conduct its other duties. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Pope Leo has issued his first teaching document, CBS's Vicki Barker.
In a document begun by his predecessor, Francis, but completed and signed in his own name, Pope Leo deplores how wealthy people live in what he calls a bubble of comfort and luxury while the poor suffer.
A 16th season's worth of World Series hopes dashed for the New York Yankees.
Got him! Jeff Hoffman strikes out Cody Bellinger, and the Blue Jays have done it.
They lost to Toronto 5-2 in Game 4 of the AL Division Series on Sportsnet. Dodgers lost Game 3 of the NLDS to the Phillies. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Member Week is back at Lowe's with big savings for pros. Now through October 15th, my Lowe's Pro Rewards members get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, tools, building materials, and more. Plus, get free standard shipping. Shop these exclusive member-only savings before they're gone. Not a rewards member? Join for free today. Free standard shipping not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and it just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this and get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
A new study looks at famine conditions among kids in Gaza.
For 20 months, the UN Relief Agency in Gaza screened over 200,000 children aged 6 months to almost 5 years. Now it's estimated more than 54,000 of them are starving.
Basically, by mid-August, it was 16% malnutrition. Within Gaza City, 30%.
That's agency spokesman Jonathan Fowler. The study in the journal Lancet connected the rise and fall of food aid to children's health based on food coming into Gaza.
The stark linkage between the flow or not flow of aid and the malnutrition rates is there in plain sight.
Brad Gibson for CBS News, Carcassonne, France.
First Costco, now Sam's Club pharmacies in the U.S. are selling discounted weight loss drugs. The price is the same at both warehouse chains, $4.99 a month. Sam's will deliver directly to customers' homes. The company is scrambling to keep up with competition from Eli Lilly's Zepbound and Mounjaro. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. That big data center project in Caledonia is off the table, at least for now, in that location. Microsoft says it's dropping plans for a massive data center after strong pushback from residents and village leaders. People had raised concerns about losing farmland and the project's impact on water and energy use. It was planned for an area near the Oak Creek power plant. Microsoft says it may still look for another spot in Caledonia or Racine County, but those talks are on hold. While one in Racine County is off the table, another in Ozaukee County is moving ahead despite protests. The Port Washington Common Council has approved an $8 billion data center project on 1,900 acres near I-43. This week, hundreds of people from Port Washington and neighboring communities showed up to a Port Common Council meeting to talk about power usage, water impact, and property values. Supporters argue the project will bring more than 4,000 construction jobs and over 300 permanent positions. Groundbreaking on that Port Washington project is expected within 6 to 8 weeks. It should be fully operational by 2028. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Moving on, roughly 200 protesters took to the streets in Milwaukee last night. The gathering started at Cathedral Square and was called a hands-off Chicago rally. Organizers say they were taking action against the arrival of military and ICE teams in Chicago. The crowd marched to the federal building as speakers highlighted worries about effects on local communities and civil rights. Protesters said they wanted to support the people in Chicago and prevent federal troops from operating in city neighborhoods. ICE says they're conducting efforts in Illinois primarily to enforce immigration laws and to target those with criminal records or associations with gangs. Milwaukee city workers are among those feeling the impact from an insurance issue. It's been about a week since Ascension Wisconsin and United Healthcare failed to agree on a contract. About 2,000 city workers now face no in-network coverage at Ascension, facing many to switch doctors or providers. The city's Finance and Personnel Committee discussed the issue with one alder, calling the situation unnecessary stress that should be resolved by the corporations. Both Ascension and United Healthcare say they're still working to find a fair solution. And the friendly Illinois baseball team pulled out a win, so no sweep. The Brewers couldn't close it out last night against the Cubs, but Milwaukee still leads the series 2-1. Game 4 is tonight. First pitch is at 8:08 in Chicago. Fans who can't make the trip can still be part of the action with community watch parties around Milwaukee. Sports bars statewide will also host viewing parties with giveaways for fans. There will be a watch party at the Barrel Yard at the ballpark. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at waukradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And I'm Leslie Lotto from the Civic Media State News Desk. Madison's independent police monitor stepped down after a tough start for the office. Robin Copley, who took the job in late 2022, resigned due to health reasons. The office was created in 2020 to oversee the police department and handle complaints, but has struggled with staffing and progress. Some critics describe the office as a waste of money, calling it ineffective. There have been questions from city leaders about the office's success, with even talk of cutting it. The Police Civilian Oversight Board will look for an interim monitor as they search for a permanent replacement. A bridge built in the 1930s to get across the Mississippi River is closing this month and being demolished. The bridge connecting Wisconsin to Iowa south of La Crosse will close permanently October 20th. The Black Hawk Bridge, also known as the Lansing Bridge, is in the process of being replaced. The bridge was built 94 years ago and has been closed twice in the past 2 years for structural issues. Construction on its replacement began a couple of years ago and is scheduled to open in 2027. In the meantime, the DOT will be providing free car ferries to cross the Mississippi. Almost 400 animals rescued from a Wisconsin Dells area property are now with several animal welfare groups across the state. A place called Shelter from the Storm in Madison took in dozens of rabbits, chickens, and 16 dogs, many needing medical attention. The COO of the shelter, Peyton Pritzel.
Rabbits that are in pretty rough shape. The chickens are okay, but they're pretty underweight. And then we have a couple dogs with some significant issues. It's very easy to focus on the animals in situations like these, but the people also go through a lot emotionally and physically.
Many of those types of shelters can provide care for rescued animals by getting donations. Two people, Dean Lurins and Amy Thomas, were arrested in Juneau County on multiple animal neglect charges. Lawmakers across party lines say they want more hunting access for disabled vets in Wisconsin. A new bill would let those veterans hunt deer of either sex during any gun deer season. Right now, active duty military members already get that benefit. Under the proposal, veterans with at least a 50% disability rating or who cannot work because of their service-related disability would qualify. Supporters say it's about honoring their service. Wisconsin sports, today's forecast, traffic and road delays next. All news all morning on 540 AM and 100.3 FM, WAUK.
And good morning, it's 7:30. How you doing? I'm Dan Haney. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. And we stream too at waukradio.com and download that Civic Media app to listen to us on the app too. Coming up, we've got sports with Mike Clemens. Brewers lost last night, leading the game 4 this afternoon. Very late start, 8:08 first pitch against the Cubs. Go Crew, go! It's all coming up next on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. WAUK News Time, 7:31.
If you like to ride, this is some of the most enjoyable weather of the year. The temps are cooler and the scenery is just about as beautiful as it gets. But make sure that you keep your focus on the road ahead, because a motorcycle accident can happen in a split second. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any type of accident, phone the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644. He's definitely the guy you want on your side. Call or visit him today at hoglawyer.com.
Hey, it's Downtown Donnie Brown. On This Week in Waukesha, we are acting locally, thinking globally, with Don Levine and Neil George of Waukesha Resist talking about their big demonstration coming up at Cutler Park on October 18th, plus more about local politics and all the things that are important to us.
This Week in Waukesha, a weekly podcast presentation of 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Find the podcast at waukradio.com.
Tired of constant home maintenance? Make your home maintenance-free with Jeff Costanzo, LLC. From aluminum door and window wraps to soffit fascia, seamless gutters, and leaf guard, Jeff's got you covered. Durable, low-maintenance solutions that keep your home looking great year after year. Call Jeff today at 262-497-6797 for your free estimate. That's 262-497-6797. Jeff Costanzo, LLC. Quality, maintenance-free, and worry-free to make your life easier.
Hey everybody, Todd Allball here. Join us weekday afternoons from 2 to 4 as we pursue truth wherever it may lead and have fun doing it. From Brewers to Packers, news from UW-Milwaukee to conversations with Josh Showman and David Crowley. We're the champagne of talk shows. Crap, that one's been used. It's the Todd Allball Show, weekdays from 2 to 4 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM Milwaukee.
And good morning, it's 7:33, it's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning, weekdays between 6 and 9. Coming up, Bonnie Crane's got a look at traffic, our weather from our meteorologist, Sean Cable, and a preview, actually first a summary of last night's Brewer loss, and then a preview of the hopeful upcoming Brewer victory. to get the Milwaukee Brewers into the NLCS. Mike Clements has got sports.
Game 4, Cubs and Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, there will be a Game 4 tonight in Chicago. The Brewers losing to the Cubs last night, 4-3. Chicago scoring all of their runs in the first inning, keeping their playoff hopes alive. On the brink of elimination, Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
It's fun and stressful in the same sentence and the same light, and I think you feel both emotions a lot.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Both teams come out firing. You know, that's what it's about. They know us. We know them. There's a lot of emotion in the game, and it says something for both teams. Really.
NBA, the Bucks host the Pistons in preseason basketball tonight. Doc Rivers asked about that ESPN report that the Bucks discussed trading Giannis to the Knicks.
It was a conversation where a team called, and John has been saying no now for 11 years. I don't know why this is a news story, you know, but I guess it is.
That's Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
734 WAUK 540 on 100.3 FM. Time to look at traffic, sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Bonnie Green.
4394 southbound near Beecher Street. That earlier stall has been cleared out of the way. 94 eastbound tight, 84th to Hawley. Westbound, it's 28th Street to Hawley that's backed up. 4394 southbound at Holt Avenue, a stall on the left shoulder. And 4145 northbound, slow north to Hampton. I'm Bonnie Green, and that's your latest total traffic.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Commercial Insurance can protect your small business with over 30 coverage options, an easy-to-use mobile app, personalized discounts, and more. Get a quote in as little as 8 minutes at progressivecommercial.com. Discounts and coverage selections not available in all states or situations. It is 735. 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, serving all news all morning. And let's get a look at the weather forecast with our meteorologist, Sean Cable.
This report on WAUK is sponsored by Pickleball Kingdom, just a half mile north of Silver Spring Drive off Pilgrim Road, Menominee Falls. Pickleball Kingdom.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 63 this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at around 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 48. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a sprinkle or two possible. It will be warmer with a high of 68. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Hit on the name, Pam Yonke. Yeah, we got her coming up next with Ag News from the Midwest Farm Report. WAUK News time is 7:36.
Everyone's playing pickleball, and Pickleball Kingdom in Menominee Falls is where it's at.
This is Donald Driver. Listen up. You'll never know who you'll see.
With 17 pro courts, there's no waiting around. Court times that fit your schedule, plus an impressive pro shop, event space, full locker rooms with showers, and a bar with big screens. Or catch the action live. Just a half mile north of Silver Spring Drive off Pilgrim Road. Follow Pickleball Kingdom on Instagram or Facebook. Pickleball Kingdom, Menominee Falls.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. I don't know if you knew this, but anyone can get the same premium wireless for $15 a month plan that I've been enjoying. It's not just for celebrities. So do like I did and have one of your assistant's assistants switch you to Mint Mobile today.
Visit mintmobile.com/radio.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. Intro rate first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:37, 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning between 6 and 9. It is Thursday, October 9th. Midwest Farm Report host Pam Yockey with Ag News. WAUK News time is 7:38.
Farmers might not want to count on all the money being discussed in federal aid to offset soybean export losses. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Thursday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Chuck Grassley, senator from Iowa, says when you start adding up the numbers of what's available and the numbers of what's being discussed,
the two don't necessarily meet.
All we hear is from the administration on $10 to $14 billion, so the final figure hasn't even been agreed upon. And then there's only $4 billion in the CCC, and they said there'd have to be two tranches of it, some of it coming from money available right now, and then the fund would have to be supplemented by the Congress of the United States.
So no solid answers on the potential for federal aid specifically targeting soybean growers that have been knocked out of the Chinese market. That word from the very senior Iowa Senator, Chuck Grassley, who at 92 years of age is the oldest sitting U.S. senator in our history. Markets are next.
How does a soybean become a Dairyland seed difference maker? It starts in the labs of Corteva Agriscience, where Enlist E3 technology is designed to fight the toughest weeds for the greatest yield potential. Then it's hand-selected by Dairyland seed agronomists to be the ideal fit for Midwestern soils and conditions. Finally, it's tested on acres by farmers like you to ensure it's proven to outperform. It's a long road, but the only way to make a difference. Find your soybean difference maker at DairylandSeedSoybeans.com.
On a dairy, decisions are never made in a vacuum. Your products, technologies, protocols, they're all connected. Or at least they should be. Introducing Empower Dairy from Merck Animal Health, the only full solution portfolio in the dairy industry. Empower is more than just powerful identification, monitoring, and biopharma tools. It's about how they work together to eliminate guesswork and solve specific problems. Learn how at m-power-dairy.com.
On Wednesday, the barrel cheese remained unchanged. 40-pound block cheese was up a quarter of a cent, 173 and three quarters, while AA butter dropped a penny and three quarters down to $1.65 a pound. November Class 3 milk that goes into cheese is up four, $16.97. Right now, December new crop corn's unchanged, $4.22. November new crop beans down 2.5 at $10.27. July wheat also unchanged at $5.51 a bushel. So, just a quick snapshot on where the numbers stand, rolling into a Thursday trade session. Hey, sign up for our daily e-newsletter and you won't miss a thing during the busy harvest season. You can do that at MidwestFarmReport.com. While you're there, think about downloading our brand new app available on either Play Store. Midwest Farm Report, again, what you look for. I'm Pam Yonke.
And I'm Dan Haney. It's 7:41. Good morning to you. Thanks for tuning in on your way into work or school, whichever it may be. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. You can stream as well at waukradio.com. Now serving all news all morning, weekdays between 6 and 9. Coming up, we got local news from Stuart J. Waddles. State news from Leslie Leto. Mike Clements has got sports, Bonnie Green traffic, Sean Cable, our meteorologist, will update us on the weather forecast, and an update right now from CBS News. WAUK News Time, 7:41.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A massive victory for President Trump in the Middle East.
The hostages will come back. They're coming, all coming back on Monday.
Secretary of Commerce Howard Lutnick put the president on speakerphone after Israel and Hamas agreed to the first phase of Mr. Trump's peace plan for Gaza. It would pause the fighting and bring the hostages, dead and alive, home by Monday. Correspondent Deborah Pata is in East Jerusalem.
Ainav Sangalkar never gave up demanding the release of her son Matan. I can't breathe, she exclaimed. What do I do? Just hug and kiss him. Gil Dickman's cousin Carmel Gatt was killed in captivity, but he has continued to fight for all the other hostages.
I couldn't be happier. The fact that finally hostages are coming back.
Prime Minister Netanyahu says his cabinet will meet in a few hours to approve the plan. CBS's Weijia Jiang from the White House.
Netanyahu invited Trump to address Israel's parliament. President Trump says he is considering going to the Middle East this weekend. Stops could include Israel and Egypt, and he hasn't ruled out going to Gaza.
500 National Guard troops were activated in Chicago overnight. A federal judge is expected to decide today whether President Trump had the authority to send them there. Ian Lee is outside a detention center just west of Chicago.
Chicagoans may be awaiting a federal judge's ruling on whether National Guard troops will be allowed to deploy to their city. But CBS News can confirm they're already here. U.S. Northern Command says, to protect this ICE facility and other federal sites.
Have you ever seen someone carrying a gun openly at the supermarket? You could in Florida. CBS's Michael Wallace.
Publix made its announcement 2 weeks after an appeals court overturned the state's ban on open carry. Businesses now have the option to allow open carry on their property. At a Publix in Doral, Dominic Carissimi says he has a carry permit, but understands why some customers don't like the change.
It can cause unnecessary stress and anxiety.
Customer Erica McKeon is fine with it.
If you're going to carry a gun, I'd rather know that it's on your person than be caught off guard.
This year's Nobel Prize in Literature goes to the author of the book, The Melancholy of Resistance. CBS's Vicki Barker from the Foreign Desk.
Awarding the prize to Laszlo Krajnahorka, the jury singled out the Hungarian novelist's themes of choice, postmodern dystopia and melancholy in a post-communist apocalyptic world.
Krasnohorka's dark outlook on life is fused with his extraordinary linguistic vitality.
Dow futures are up 23. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Right now, you can save big with T-Mobile's phone and home internet bundle. Visit your local store to learn more.
If you're 55 or older and into that whole saving money thing, T-Mobile has an exclusive phone and internet bundle just for you. Right now, get two unlimited phone lines plus 5G home internet for just $30 each per month with autopay, plus taxes and fees. And with 5G home internet, setup is easy with just one cord and no technician needed, which is great if you're also into that whole keeping it simple thing. Switch now and experience the best mobile network in the U.S. Visit your local store to start saving. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, Q4 2024 to Q1 2025, Ookla trademarks used under license. Unlimited on our network. Customers on voice plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 a monthly bill credit plus $5 per line without autopay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
A court in Southern California has made a ruling in a closely watched immigration case.
A federal judge in Los Angeles has ordered the removal of agents who have been guarding a man who was badly hurt at an immigration raid at a Southern California car wash in late August. The man was handcuffed to a hospital bed for more than a month. Lawyer Gene Rees is representing the man.
I think it's part of kind of these very aggressive tactics that are being used by this administration in enforcing immigration law.
Advocates say ICE agents were present for all of the conversations between the man and his doctors the past several weeks. He is still in the hospital. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
The last of 10 inmates who escaped from jail in New Orleans in May is in custody. Investigators found Derek Groves, a convicted killer, in a crawl space in a home in Atlanta. Neighbors are puzzled.
I'm trying to figure out, how did he get in this house from yours? Someone had to bring him here.
Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Milwaukee is facing a new lawsuit over a special budget deal that lets the city keep all traffic fine money instead of sharing it like every other county. The Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty says the carve-out is a, quote, flagrant and unconstitutional money grab that cuts about $2.2 million a year from libraries and schools statewide. While the city says the funds are needed to cover prosecutor costs and were part of a deal backed by Republicans, critics say the deal gives Milwaukee unfair benefits. The lawsuit argues the practice is counter to the state constitution. Traffic fine money is typically shared to the Wisconsin Common School Fund. Microsoft has pulled the plug on its data center in Caledonia after local opposition, but the company says it's not giving up on the community. Officials say Microsoft is still interested in building in that area or elsewhere in Racine County and will work with the county and village leaders to find a new site. The timeline for a new data center is now uncertain. There was a rezoning vote planned for next week. That's off the table. Meanwhile, Microsoft is moving forward with a second data center in nearby Mount Pleasant and another in Kenosha. Fire investigators in Oak Creek are trying to figure out what started a deadly fire at an apartment complex early yesterday. The Oak Creek Fire Department was called to reports of smoke at the Seasons of Orchard Hills apartments before 8 a.m. That's off South 27th, south of Drexel. Firefighters found a 29-year-old man inside and took him to the hospital where he later died. The building's sprinkler system did go off, causing water damage, but it did stop the fire from spreading further. Again, authorities are still investigating the cause. It is all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Moving on 1 week after the contract deadline, Ascension Wisconsin remains out of network for United Healthcare members. The failed deal has left thousands across the area facing tough choices about switching providers or paying more for care. The companies say they continue to negotiate but have yet to reach an agreement. And October baseball picks back up again tonight with an 8:08 first pitch in Chicago. The Cubs won last night. The Brewers and Cubs are fighting for a spot in the National League Championship Series. A victory there would send the team to the World Series. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And I'm Leslie Lotto from the Civic Media State News Desk. An 84-year-old man has died after a rock climbing accident at Devil's Lake State Park. Rescue officials say the man fell about 25 feet Sunday afternoon while climbing with others. The man alive when first responders got there, but say he did not survive before crews could use a rope system to help. His body was later recovered using that system. Baraboo Fire and EMS say they see about 5 rope rescues a year. No other injuries were reported. A fresh benefits guide's now out for Wisconsin veterans.
There's so many changes all the time. Changes to the VA system, to the healthcare system, to income limits, levels, new things that they're adding to presumptive lists, especially now with Iraq and Afghanistan wars that are still coming out.
Karen Nock is with Richland County's Veterans Service Office and says the updated 2025 benefit book outlines new info veterans should know about, including new details about education, healthcare, or financial help. Every county in Wisconsin has a veteran service office where vets can stop and talk about their benefits. There are also 11 tribal veterans service offices in the tribal nations. You might want to check your fridge. The USDA is warning some HelloFresh ready-made meals could be contaminated with listeria. The alert covers cheesy pulled pork pepper pasta and unstuffed peppers with ground turkey. The meals come in 10-ounce containers and were shipped straight to consumers. So far, no one's reported getting sick, but officials say you should throw these out or return them. Agency says more affected products could be named soon. Wisconsin's fighting to keep $8 million in federal funds meant for special ed teacher training. It comes after the Trump administration canceled the grants. Cancellation reportedly based on language in the application about having a, quote, equity mindset, which the administration says violates civil rights rules. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction, led by Superintendent Jill Underly, removed the language, but still lost the grant and has appealed the decision. The program's already helped more than 300 teachers, but the state faces a serious shortage with over half leaving within 7 years. Wisconsin sports, today's forecast, traffic and road delays next. All news all morning on 540 AM and 100.3 FM WAUK.
And good morning, it's 7:51, 540 WAUK. I'm Dan Handy on 100.3 FM and serving all news all morning. You can stream as well on WAUKradio.com. Coming up, Mike Clemens has got a preview with sports. The Brewers tonight, game four in Chicago of the NLDS. A few clouds in Milwaukee right now at 47. We'll get the updated forecast from our meteorologist, Sean Cable, coming up. WAUK News Time is 7:52.
Are your walls looking tired, faded, or just ready for a change? Give your home the refresh it deserves with Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter you can trust. Jeff and his professional team bring precision, care, and the perfect colors to make every room feel brand new. Living rooms, bedrooms, kitchens, hallways, they handle it all. Call Anton Painting and Decorating today at 262-939-4244 and brighten your home with a flawless finish you'll love. Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Fall has arrived, and Ferraro serves up the flavors to kick off the season the right way.
For over 50 years, Ferraro's has been the local go-to for classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, and calzones. This October, dig into the Bratwurst Pizza, loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. It's sure to satisfy your lunch or dinner craving. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Save big money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning Shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
540 WAUK on 100.3 FM and streaming at WAUKradio.com. Serving up all news all morning weekdays between 6 and 9. Later on tonight, 808, Chicago, Wrigley Field, Cubs Brewers Game 4 and LDS. With a summary of last night's game and a preview of tonight's matchup, we've got Mike Clemens in sports.
Game 4, Cubs and Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, there will be a Game 4 tonight in Chicago. The Brewers losing to the Cubs last night, 4-3. Chicago scoring all of their runs in the first inning, keeping their playoff hopes alive. On the brink of elimination, Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
It's fun and stressful in the same sentence and the same light, and I think you feel both emotions a lot.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Both teams come out firing. You know, that's what it's about. They know us. We know them. There's a lot of emotion in the game, and it says something for both teams. Really.
NBA, the Bucks host the Pistons in preseason basketball tonight. Doc Rivers asked about that ESPN report that the Bucks discussed trading Giannis to the Knicks.
It was a conversation where a team called, and John has been saying no now for 11 years. I don't know why this is a news story, you know, but I guess it is.
That's Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
7:55, 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning and traffic updates as well. Sponsored by Rapid Radios, Bonnie Green.
43 southbound, left lane blocked near the Marquette interchange with an accident. 94 eastbound, big backup between 84th Street and the Stadium interchange. Westbound slows 28th to 84th. And at Moreland Road on 94 westbound, a stall on the right shoulder. I'm Bonnie Green, and that's your latest total traffic.
Sponsored by Rapid Radios. Rapid Radios are instant, push-to-talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. Perfect for instant contact with an aging parent. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com and you'll get an extra 60% off and free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off. WAUK, it's now 7:56. Weather time with our meteorologist, Sean Cable.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 63 this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at around 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 48. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a sprinkle or two possible. It will be warmer with a high of 68. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
It'll get there in the 60s soon. All right, 7:57, 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM and streaming at WAUKradio.com. CBS News coming up in just a bit. WAUK News Time is 7:57.
Tired of constant home maintenance? Make your home maintenance-free with Jeff Costanzo, LLC. From aluminum door and window wraps to soffit fascia, seamless gutters, and leaf guard, Jeff's got you covered. Durable, low-maintenance solutions that keep your home looking great year after year. Call Jeff today at 262-497-6797 for your free estimate. That's 262-497-6797. Jeff Costanzo, LLC. Quality, maintenance-free, and worry-free to make your life easier.
The pizza makers over at Papa John's are cooking up something pretty crustworthy. The new Garlic 5 Cheese Crust. They start by hand-stretching Papa John's original dough, made with 6 simple ingredients, brushing it with garlic parm sauce, and adding 5 bold, melty cheeses. It's cheesy garlic bread meets pizza. This one's for the crust lovers, the cheese chasers, and those garlic fanatics. It's loud. It's rich. It's straight up delicious. Order the new Garlic 5 Cheese Crust today. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
It's the time of year when warm summer days make way for cool autumn nights. But once those leaves start to fall, the temperatures really start falling too. So phone Billing Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. And let the pros at Billing Waters make sure that your furnace is in tip-top shape for the cold winter months ahead. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
The race for that role might just have a major Wisconsin connection. Ben Wickler, the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, is a potential candidate for chair of the DNC. A source close to Wickler said he is seriously considering running. One Democratic source characterized Wickler as a Goldilocks candidate for the position. He's liked by both centrists and progressives, big dollar donors and grassroots organizers, and knows how important state parties around the country can be in a second Trump term. So, could he be just right for the role? The vote for DNC chair is scheduled for February 13th. A lot can happen between now and then, but this story will certainly be one to watch for Democratic politics in the state of Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
And good morning. It's 7:59. Coming up, local news with Stuart J. Waddles, state news with Leslie Lotto, traffic with Bonnie Green, weather updated by Sean Cable, our meteorologist, and you being there as well. Thanks for that. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, now serving all news all morning. CBS News.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A massive victory for President Trump in the Middle East.
The hostages will come back. They're coming, all coming back on Monday.
Secretary of Commerce Howard Lutnick put the president on speakerphone after Israel and Hamas agreed to the first phase of Mr. Trump's peace plan for Gaza. It would pause the fighting and bring the hostages, dead and alive, home by Monday. Correspondent Deborah Pata is in East Jerusalem.
Ainav Sangauka never gave up demanding the release of her son Matan. I can't breathe, she exclaimed. What do I do? Just hug and kiss him. Gil Dickman's